USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A suspect is in custody for shooting two New York City police officers in separate incidents in the Bronx this weekend. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
An attack on a police officer is an attack on all of us. It's an attack on a democratic society, a decent society. And it's intolerable. And we will not accept it. And we will fight back with everything we have because we have to protect not only New Yorkers, but everything that we believe in this city. A place where everyone can live in peace and decency and mutual respect.
Both police officers are expected to recover. Two U.S. Special Forces members were killed and six others were wounded when a man wearing an Afghan uniform opened fire on a joint base in the eastern Nangarhar province of Afghanistan. This is USA Radio News.
February is Black History Month, and what better way to celebrate than through the sounds of music? Opening summer 2020 in Nashville, the National Museum of African American Music will feature more than 50 musical genres created and inspired by African Americans. Museum President and CEO H. Beecher Hicks III.
We are proud to be a first-of-its-kind museum dedicated to celebrating the role African Americans play in shaping the American soundtrack. When you step inside the museum, you'll be instantly immersed into what I like to call 56,000 square feet of funk. We have seven galleries filled with more than 1,500 artifacts from some of your favorite artists, from gospel and hip-hop to country and classical. You'll be able to trace generations of untold black history within our walls. We are one nation under a groove, uniting all people through a shared history. And we are excited to welcome everyone to Nashville, America's Music City.
For more on the National Museum of African American Music, visit blackmusicmuseum.org.
The United States continues efforts to block the spread of the coronavirus by screening travelers from China. China's ambassador to the U.S., Kui Tin Kai, tells CBS's Face the Nation that Beijing is open to accepting help from the U.S.
We welcome the American experts to participate in our efforts. And we are coordinating with the World Health Organization because a lot of things are done under the auspices of the World Health Organization. We certainly welcome American experts to join the expert group that the WHO is assembling, and I'm sure they will be going to China very soon.
Floodwaters in northeastern Oregon are finally receding. A stretch of Interstate 84 is still closed south of Hermiston due to damage from high water. Authorities say it will be a week before that section of highway reopens. Oregon National Guard troops aboard two helicopters lifted 21 people in the foothills of the Blue Mountains of Oregon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump has tweeted his support for Pete Rose to be allowed into baseball's Hall of Fame. USA's John Hunt reports.
President Donald Trump called on baseball's Hall of Fame to open its doors to all-time hits leader Pete Rose, who was banned from the game for life for gambling. He gambled, but only bet on his own team winning, according to Trump. Get Pete Rose into the Baseball Hall of Fame. It's time. In light of the winter's sign-stealing scandal that saw the termination of one of the general managers and three field managers, Rose on Wednesday filed a petition for reinstatement to Major League Baseball. His attorney wrote, "His lifetime ban is disproportionate relative to other punishments imposed for serious violations that undermine the integrity of the game." Mr. Rose requests that Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred consider the petition in light of recent rule violations. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Northrop Grumman has postponed a cargo capsule launch to the International Space Station from Virginia. A NASA spokeswoman said the launch was scrubbed because of off-normal data from ground crews without any explanation. The company's Antares rocket was supposed to carry the disposable Cygnus capsule from NASA's Wallops Flight Facility. The capsule was carrying equipment for multiple science experiments. So far, no new date is set for the launch, as crews are still investigating the problem. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.